on! Yay! All right, we're fucking live.
Yes, we are.
This is episode 2 of At the End of the Day with AD
and Yazzie.
And Yazzie.
Here I am.
Our guest today is a little late due to traffic. He sounds like me. You know, sometimes the Bloods, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
They treat their Crip brothers wrong.
Oh.
But we're going to go on. Why you say it like that?
Oh. Because I'm a suburban woman with no gang affiliation.
She said,
I'm a suburban woman.
So we're going to go on without him to start this shit off. But you already know we always got to start this shit off in one shot.
Yes.
Yes, are you ready?
I'm going to try to be.
And I told Yazzie, she is a very energetic person. She's about to bring that energy today.
Yeah. ADD is through the roof today.
ADD or ADD?
No, ADD.
Oh. Thought you said my name or something. Thanks,
why
thanks,
does
thanks
he
a lot,
do
Adam.
This to us?
ADD's D.
2 minutes.
Two minutes. That's
off
what she
camera.
Said. 2 minutes in. Take a shot. Let's go.
I know that's
okay.
Right.
So Laura over there laughing like crazy. Hey, Laura, stop it. Because she's about to make me
Laura,
laugh.
Laura, please don't distract this man more than he already is.
Excuse you.
Yes, excuse me.
Anyway, so I'm not gonna spoil it. But tomorrow, I'm just gonna spoil it. Fuck it. We going to some haunted houses. I just said fuck
we
it.
We can't have shit.
We going to his haunted house. You coming to haunted house tomorrow?
I don't want to, bro.
You scary
I'm
ass.
I'm pussy. No, say what it is.
Yes,
I'm
a pussy.
Pussy.
Yes.
I want a pussy medallion though. Apparently we can like not get touched or tased if we wear a medallion.
So you're gonna wear your medallion tomorrow?
100%.
I'm gonna wear a medallion too. I don't want a motherfucker to tase me.
You know you're gonna get pushed into a locker, right? You're kinda big, so I hope you're not
into
claustrophobic.
Into a locker, that's what she said.
Oh.
That's what she
High
said.
High school shit?
What, a locker?
Freak shit?
You don't get it, man.
I don't.
God damn it.
You can't pause with me. I'm a girl.
You're the one that paused all the time.
No, you do.
You and Laura does now.
No, it's literally.
Anyways, Yazzie, we're going to the haunted house tomorrow. And that made me remember some haunted house shit that happened to me, man. Two incidents. One, I got fucking tased before.
What the fuck?
Yep.
In a haunted house?
Not in the haunted house, but at Not Scary Farm. And I'll tell you about Not Scary Farm.
Tell me.
So I go with the homies at Not Scary Farm. You feel me? If anybody knows in Los Angeles, those are the places that you don't want to go. That's where a lot of gang members go to prey on people and beat the dog shit out of them.
Oh, yeah. That's no place for me.
Yeah. So don't go to... it's Not Scary Farm if you're watching this. I don't mean to throw you out there like that. I don't know why gang members love your establishment. But but I literally went to Not Scary Farm with like 30, 40 people. And we walking around. And we on bullshit too. I'm going to keep a G. Real bullshit.
I figured 30 to 40 for an outing.
Yeah, and then my homeboy, D-Mac, rest in peace, you know, he kind of got left behind, but it's dark and it's so much mist and shit like that.
Okay.
And I kind of was waiting for him, and somebody threw something at him.
What?
And he started tripping.
Did you see what it was, though?
I don't know. It must have been a soda can or something.
Oh, shit.
But he really started, like, tripping, and I was to the point, like, I see 3-4 guys, like, close to him. I couldn't go back and go get the rest of the homies, so I was like, fuck it. I got to stay with them.
Mm-hmm.
Our group, at this point, I don't even see them no more. They lost in the mist and shit like that. Them 3-4 people in front of us turned to, like, 10-15 people. And a guy that I knew from middle school and his homies came over on the side with us. Now, they got a whole group of niggas, maybe, like, 18, 19 niggas. It's, like, 4 of us. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like an OG. The OG fucking comes in the middle because we all looking at each other. He like, get these niggas. They could have jumped us. They could have packed us out. They didn't do that. They sent like one or two homies at a time. So we over there fighting. Not Scary Farmers. Monsters around. All type of shit like that.
Monsters?
Like monsters, though.
Right.
Monsters, though.
Monsters
real,
and gangsters.
Real monsters. Monsters and gangsters. We over there fighting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Boop, bop, swing. Taser. You know what I'm saying? I'm over there ducking and weaving and shit like that. We started getting the best of the niggas and shit. And the older guy, he's like, fuck them. He grabs a trash can and he throws the fucking trash can towards us, and all them motherfuckers start coming at us like the Spartans and shit. Me and all my homies run to the left. D-Mac runs to the right. They follow D-Mac to the right. So we kind of group up. Everybody good. We like, where D-Mac at? He's like, oh, he went the other side. By the time he ran over there, he was like, oh, they had all the security surrounding him and shit like that. He was like, oh, they beat the dog shit out of Muhammad. Rest in peace, right? I start tripping. I'm like, nigga, fuck y'all niggas. Nigga, fuck y'all hood, nigga. I'm turned up. Everybody like, AD, calm down. Calm down. I'm like, nah, nigga, fuck these niggas. Next thing I know, taser. Boom. I was like,
Nah, your soul is not right. Hey,
they fucking tasered me, and I shut it the fuck up, and they kicked us out of the fucking haunted house. I mean, out of the Not Scary Farm.
Yeah, so these are things that children from the suburbs don't know about, because when I went to haunted houses, nothing like that occurred.
You had no crazy stories?
No, I'm just pussy. It only ended with me crying every time.
Wow. I had another time, too. This was fucked up. I go to the fucking Not Scary Farm again. Mm-hmm. They have a Twilight Zone haunted house.
Okay.
And while I'm in the Twilight Zone, you know, they ain't supposed to touch you in the haunted houses.
Yeah, some of them.
I get to one. It's a fake-ass Cookie Monster and a fake-ass Elmo. The fake-ass Elmo touched me a little too hard, and I turned up on the Elmo. I'm like, nigga, boom, watch out. The Elmo start turning up with me, so I fired on the Elmo in the haunted house.
Were you a child?
I was like 15, 16, but I took off on Elmo, though. So me and Elmo scrapping in the middle of Hunter House, Cookie Monster is trying to break this shit up, and I get kicked out of that motherfucker again.
Wow. You really never know what people go through growing up.
That was dope, though.
Was
Fuck
it?
Elmo.
I hate you so much.
Anyways, though, let's talk about your weekend.
Oh, I had the worst weekend ever. I'm actually jealous because I saw your stories, and I was like, wow, what could have been but fucking isn't.
What?
I could have been having fun. Everyone else was having fun.
I mean, can you talk about how they called you Hip Hop Harry?
Okay, well, yeah. They didn't call me Hip Hop Harry. It was definitely a race thing, by the way. I was thrifting on Melrose, and like this guy came up to me. I guess he worked at one of the thrift shops, and he was like, "You look like hip hop." And I automatically was offended because what the fuck you mean, bitch? What the fuck hip hop look like?
He meant you look like Hip Hop Harry.
No.
Go.
No,
go,
he didn't.
Go.
Because
go,
then he
go. Go. Go.
Who's
go,
that?
Go. Go.
But anyways, he's going to fuck around and fucking go on the playlist in the store and fucking put on R. Kelly Remix to Ignition.
Oh, he, and was, he was one
like,
of them.
He was like, oh, you like? I'm like, that's a race joke, right? I could like argue
R.
that.
R. Kelly?
Yeah, it's a race.
No.
I look like hip hop and then you want to change from like a metal rock music?
I think he's insinuating that you look like a younger girl, and he was trying
that
to
I
play.
Look like hip hop.
You look like a younger girl. That's why you put on R.
So
Kelly.
So when you hear hip hop, you accumulate younger girl.
I think R. Kelly insinuates younger women. They probably thought you was like,
yeah,
16.
But no. Oh yeah, I do. Okay. I can't argue that.
And he took 16. It. You took it, but I thought he called you Hip Hop Harry.
No, you wanted that to be what you heard.
You kind of resemble Hip Hop Harry in a lady version.
I look like an Indian young man. That's what we agreed on last episode.
And Hip Hop Harry. Oh. Your new name is...
And I can't dance.
Indian Harry. Cool?
I fuck with it. I'll take it.
That's what she said.
Stop doing that to me. I have to get good at these. But I can't.
That's what she said. Bars.
Anyways, back to how terrible my fucking weekend was. Because I know your weekend was exciting. I can't wait to hear about it. But fucking... My friend, since... Oh, we're pouring another shot? And Josh, okay. My friend, since I was, like, in third grade, I want to say, we both moved out here around the same time. And it was her birthday weekend, and she was really excited about it. When I tell you I got ready for this for about 2 weeks, like, I was waist training on the low. Nobody here knows, but now you do. I was waist training on the low. You feel me? Trying to get right. Because, you know, I picked out a cute dress, trying to get drunk, lit, cute. She didn't show up to her birthday dinner. I got there before her, and she just didn't. She didn't send a kite. She didn't send me nothing. She didn't let me know she wasn't coming.
What?
Yeah, like I got seated. I got seated. I ordered a little appetizer. Me and my one homegirl that were there for her, and then like 30 minutes went by.
You know what that means, right?
She don't fuck me no more.
No, she was getting them cake smacked before the dinner even happened.
Well, no, she's
just like that.
Well, she's actually lesbian, so.
Lesbians can get their cake smacked?
Is this politically incorrect? What I'm talking about?
I don't
want to offend anyone. All right, well, either way, cakes, I don't know. I don't know what was going on, but I just know that I got so belligerently drunk at Katana, it made no fucking sense. And I was very upset, but...
So you was by yourself at Katana?
No, I was with my other homegirl. And we were just getting drunk because we were there already.
Loser.
Yeah, I know. We were getting belligerently drunk at Katana, but it worked out fine because somebody bagged me and paid for our meal, so...
As they should. Was it the R. Kelly man?
No, a different man. This was a different setting.
Did Hip Hop Harry pay for your Katana meal?
No, he did not.
With his new royalties from the show?
No.
Did you leave with Hip Hop Harry?
No. I left and went to the hookah spot. And then I got a burn in my ass now.
You got burned? How?
Yeah, some guy trying to be cute knocked the hookah down on my friend and she like started spazzing. So now I got a hole in my ass besides the one that's supposed to be there.
Well, you have a real hole in your ass?
You don't?
I'm talking
about... Don't we all?
Wait. Okay. I'm talking about from the hookah. It burns you bad to where you have a hole in your ass.
Yeah, right cheek.
Wow.
Yep.
My weekend was fucking crazy. I went to this fucking shit called The Vibe. We was watching the Lakers play and shit like that. We got drunk as fuck. The homie got us 8 bottles of champagne. Right when the Lakers won, we were spraying that shit all over the fucking HDTVs and shit. Yep. We tried to put a Jimmy Butler Jimmy Butler Miami jersey on fire. It would not light on fire. Whoever makes them motherfuckers, those are fireproof. Because we sprayed it with 42. We tried to light that motherfucker fire. It would not work at all. And the crazy thing is, if it would have went on fire, we probably would have burnt the whole fucking building down.
I actually did see a glimpse of that.
No, we would have built the whole building down because it was nowhere place to throw the shit. You feel me?
You're a little too dangerous.
So we were stomping on that shit. We was going crazy.
I saw.
And then guess where I went to afterwards?
Where?
Katana.
And you didn't
I ran into the homegirl Cash Doll. I ran into Jamie Foxx. We was turned up. We was chilling and shit like that.
See, I'm 23. My life should be that exciting.
I mean, you
too, like 100.
You're too busy getting burned with 2 holes with Hip Hop Harry.
I'm not gonna let you.
I mean, Hip Hop Harry is closer to your demographic anyway.
My demographic.
If niggas is playing R. Kelly for you, something's wrong. My mind's telling me no. No, we ain't doing that.
We can't sing that.
Let me tell you something else that happened, right? I feel good. So this is guy in my neighborhood. I nicknamed him Meth Man.
Now, why would you go and do something like that?
So when I first moved to my neighborhood, everything is nice. But every time I go to 7-Eleven, there's this guy that just be smoking meth in front of the fucking 7-Eleven
and
shit.
Now, how accurate is that? Like, is it actually meth? Confirm?
I know what meth looks like.
Okay.
Meth, I know what meth looks like.
I never wanted to assume
that nigga has that bowl and he sits in front of that motherfucking 7-Eleven. But the thing is that he'll ask everybody for money, and when you don't give him money, he'll mean mug you like he got a problem. Feel me? So when I first started going to the 7-Eleven, he'd be like, "You got any money? I ain't got no money." So he'll look at me like this and shit like that.
Oh.
Right? So I get in the whip and I tell my brother, I'll be like, "Nigga, one day I'm gonna fuck Meth Man up." Feel what I'm saying? No, for reals. Because every time. And then it went from 7-Eleven. The nigga started being in front of Ralph's.
Okay.
Tweaking in front of Ralph's.
Yeah, niggas is always tweaking in front of Ralph's.
Yeah,
so
man.
I ain't going to lie.
No, I actually seen him last night, too. But he's my friend now. I'm going to get to that later, though. Meth Man is my friend now. But Meth Man would be in front of Ralph's tweaking like this. Like, and just yelling at people and shit like that. Going crazy and stuff. And every time, he'd be mean mugging. And I'd be like, one of these days, I'm going to pistol whip Meth Man.
No.
Day I'm a pistol with fucking Meth Man. And I go to fucking 7-Eleven one day, and he's on his little angry self, but I was in a fucking good mood. So I said, "Hey, Meth Man." Well, I didn't call him Meth Man. I said, "Hey, man, you want something inside of there?" And he was like, "Yeah." So I bought him a fucking beer and a bologna sandwich, or a turkey sandwich.
And that's beautiful.
Yes, I tried to be nice. But you know what Meth Man did after that? He started trying to sell me jewelry. He started bringing me stolen Rolexes.
Oh.
He's really my friend now. He steals people's stuff and he brings it to me. So I get first dibs on all the shit now.
Demon.
Facts.
Okay, shout out to Meth Man.
Shout out to fucking Meth Man. But now, I'm driving. Who is that? Oh, wait. Here we go, man.
Okay. Let me get up.
Look, I live my bandana. You're
going
to be mad.
Oh. Let me get up. Sada Baby is in the fucking house, man.
Wait, can you put that chair over for me?
I said, that's how the Bloods do us, man. They gotta be fast and be late, huh?
Man, no, man. Hey, get my briefcase, man.
Shout out to Huh? We live. Yeah, we still live. We don't cut this shit.
Hey, ask where Ricky is. Ask Ricky if he got his vendetta. He ain't, I know Ricky ain't got a vendetta.
Bro, you gotta have one of them motherfuckers. We talked about this.
Yeah, that's Maserati out there, man. You know,
I don't need this. Dog.
You gonna take a shot with us?
Yeah, I'm gonna take a shot.
Come on.
I'm at least gonna take a shot because I forgot.
With the red cup, we got red cups for you, bro. Whoop.
Yeah, man, AD came to the studio the other night.
He had
a fat ass bottle of Hennessy, like it was his friend or something.
Yeah.
What?
What you want to smoke? What? You smoking?
Come on,
let me
smoke.
Rock.
What you want to smoke?
What you got?
I got motherfuckers.
You got some Zaza?
I'm gonna let you roll your shit up. What you want? I got some.
Nigga, I don't know how to roll nothing, bro. I keep a G. No. That's my strong suit. I don't know how to roll weed. I always get the shit.
Wait, is it too high?
Pick which one you want to smoke.
Ah, fuck it. I never get hype.
Trevor, what the fuck is you doing in our show? You right by the fucking camera, bro. He in the show, huh?
He in the show.
Hey, bro. The funniest shit, bro. I was reading the fucking comments of the news shit. You seen the shit?
Uh-uh.
Well, everybody said we look alike.
No, they said we look like.
They said we look like the Blood and Crip version of each other.
We twins.
I said, Sada Baby is now my fucking doppelganger, bro.
Doppelganger.
I got a blood doppelganger from Detroit.
His name is Sada Baby. He just
Who, Adam?
Like, ain't shit going on.
My nigga. You want to know the funniest shit, though?
The regular hoodie on, just on the computer. What you surfing?
He looking at porn, Adam. That's all you fucking do.
I ain't want to just hit you with it. You watching porn, but you watching porn, ain't you? Poker code word for porn on AD show.
Yeah.
He said I could do both. Double screen.
The funniest shit is on the fucking news.
This not no shot.
Come on, I'ma pour you one, bro.
No, this not no shot. This your cup?
That's your cup.
All right, bro.
I drank some of mine.
I was saying it was too much already, Ning.
Oh, that's what you want to switch?
Don't worry about it.
Just sip, bro. Just sip. Now
yeah,
the fun.
AD, this is not a shot.
The funniest shit is you are reading a teleprompter, and like, when the fuck did this shit happen?
No, look, I ain't know it went like that. I'm asking you, and I'm like, damn, I just.
I'm like, nigga, this shit's right there. You reading it right here in New Jersey? This when this shit happened, AD? I'm like, nigga, what?
He's a Vegas.
Hey, but hey, I got something for you, though, bro.
What you got?
I wore this to the studio the other day, man. Courtesy of my dog, Fade LA. I got you the fucking hat. The nigga said he wanted one, man. I'm a man of my word, man.
This
look
what I'm
at you.
About.
That's why I told the homie I got him, man.
I'm getting that tattoo.
See?
That's so hard. The Pistons Lion logo, even though the Lion.
Nigga, you was lit, but you was like, hey, D, I want that fucking hat. I got an outfit for it and shit. So I said, I got to get my boy the fucking hat, man.
The boys are sticking together.
What's your shitty team?
Just so.
Okay, bet.
He got one of these two. He got Boston one, though.
I just can't keep on being a nigga with the shitty team, man. Somebody else got to be here with the shitty team.
That is a shitty team, bro. But the hat is nice. The hat is nice.
Lion's terrible. I said at the bar the other day, right? I said I bought it for no reason, Matt Stafford. Because he's been playing football for no fucking reason for the last 6 years.
Hey, no, that shit was fun. I have fun with you and your homies, man.
No, that shit, that's the bad, man. I just get my
niggas freestyling and shit. Nigga went outside, everybody freestyling.
That was hilarious. So, that was my first time seeing a lot of them niggas rap. I didn't even know niggas rap.
Your fucking homie was getting off.
What? He talking about C-So Icy. Carl is my cousin.
Hey, look, I low-key wanted to hop in, but I didn't want to bring the attention on the crib, nigga, you feel me? Because I was about to start banging, cuz. I'm like, I'm by myself today.
Now, look.
I was about to hop in.
It's me, Skilla, and the Bronson guy, J.J.
Yo, I can't stand this nigga, bro. This nigga's retarded.
I'm with like 20 Asada homies. Some niggas, blood, get off, blood. I'm in the corner like. I'm like, yeah, I wanted to hop in bad, though.
Look, my artist, my little cousin, he a Crip. You feel me? So you'd have had some Crip backup. He'd be right
listen,
there.
Listen, I just didn't know if it was the right time. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, listen, y'all.
I keep trying to tell
I'm side of company, but I was, I had it all planned out, bro. I had the blammy pack. I was going to end up pulling the gun out in the air.
Oh,
I didn't
my
know what
God,
nigga think
yo.
Thought I was going to be on, bro. I was just trying to rap. You feel me?
It ain't the 80s.
It ain't the 80s,
man. Bloods and Crips is all right with each other.
I tell people that all the time. But you know, the fact that I would even come around you solo let you know how I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's likewise. Shit. You come around the Lokes. You can come chill with us, man.
Be safe.
Me and Big Pun, man. Come. Hey, matter of fact, you know you went to Pun Studio the other day.
Where was that at?
Yeah, over there, NoHo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my manager. You went to a studio. Right for you? Yeah, y'all was in there deep as a motherfucker.
What studio? Where that was at? I did see you, didn't I?
That's his shit. Whoop. That's my manager. For real.
Okay.
That's hey, that's our headquarters. That's where we record everything. Super small.
Big small.
Super small, bro.
It's big though too. It's big though too.
That's what she said.
You can't keep doing that.
That's what she said.
No, you can't keep doing that.
Bars.
That's a thing.
That's a thing.
What's a thing? What he said?
That's what she said.
Oh, no, I know that's the thing. You do it to me so much, though. Like, no, oh, my God. I'm done. I'm done.
That's what she said.
Not the boys are sticking together. Y'all not about to do me like that.
Pause. We ain't doing that.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Yeah. Not sticking together, but you feel me? We like them.
Okay. You know okay. Saying? Respectfully.
Respect. Hey, but.
Not like Siamese. You know what I'm saying?
But like y'all is. Connected, yeah. Type shit. I feel it.
That's my dog.
That's my blood doppelganger.
You see what I'm saying?
Everybody say we look alike. You think we look alike?
The energies are like both hitting me, and like y'all.
That's what she said.
Y'all, I can see why y'all would get along.
Both hitting me.
Oh my God! I'm not about to play with either one of them today. Am I doing it to myself extra today? I have to be. I'm in. Oh my God, y'all, get me out of here! Get me out of here! Y'all not about to play with me like this. Come on, y'all. Pun. Pun, don't let them do me like this, pun.
Damn.
I hate it here. I hate it here.
You know you set yourself up.
Yo, crazy just now. Back to back. All right. All right. All right, yo. You know what? Hey, yo.
Wow. You
know what?
Wow.
I'm about to play.
Oh, I gotta take another shot. That was a little too much.
Viral
movie.
Bow.
Hey, oh, what?
Back to back.
You gonna
don't do me like that. Pause. Fuck.
You keep doing.
Pause.
It.
Fuck.
Pause. Fuck.
Pause. Fuck.
I'm gonna get better at this though.
That's what she said.
Oh my God. Yeah. Nah. Pun. Get him. Pun. Come collect him because I'm not about to play today. Damn.
Mark my words. Somebody gonna make the pause fucking soundbite.
Yeah, they gonna make a clip how they did you and Adam shit.
Pause.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I know that's right.
That's gonna be hard.
I see it now.
Hey, whoever make a beat out of that, send it to me.
Yeah, pause.
You know, I was gonna ask if I could sing the hook, but I know that would be a pause or some shit.
Pause.
That's what she said.
I like that. That was hard.
Somebody clip that motherfucker.
That was hard.
Oh my God. What happened?
Laura talking about I can't say that was hard. Pause. Now that I say it, I get why I can't say it.
I think you saying it on purpose now.
No, I don't. I'm just really retarded.
Yes. And you let hip hop, you is retarded. You let hip hop Harry take you on a date.
Who is hip hop Harry?
The real hip hop Harry.
Mind your business, motherfucker.
The goat, nigga.
She just sang a response.
Yeah. Oh, I always do. It's ADD. It kicks in.
Who is Hip Hop Harry? Why that sound?
You
like
know Hip Hop Harry, bro.
Hip Hop Harry sound like a puppet.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You don't know Hip Hop Harry is?
You know the.
It's go, really a puppet. The go.
Who's next?
You never seen this, bro.
You don't strike me as the guy who would, though.
Show him Hip Hop Harry, please. Please. Wait. Don't play the video, though. They're going to take us down. They can't see it. That's Hip Hop Harry.
They can't hear it either.
She ran into that nigga like on Melrose or something.
He
took her to hookah.
The fact that this motherfucker is rewriting my life is so crazy.
Tell him out. It's okay. Pause it. Stop.
You're not fucking with that?
It's okay. So I always wonder where these kids came from, right? Hold on. Hello. And all my fans, y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about because y'all didn't know where they came from neither. I always wonder where the fuck these kids came from. And the fact that I found out that it came from them being with a furry.
Furry. That's how you label hip hop Harry?
Is that what it is?
What a furry.
He a furry.
No, furry is jokes.
Stop!
You keep doing it. Stop! Stop! Nah, somebody clip that. Clip that.
You gotta clip that too. Stop!
Stop!
Get
closer to the
mic. Okay, listen, 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 listen.
Pause.
I'm happy it's not me for once. You know what? Yeah, pause.
It wasn't me. That's gonna get deleted from history. But the fact that I found out the fucking kids came from a furry was with a furry. It's a video that somebody made and they put my music behind the kids dancing.
Oh, really?
To activate it. So it's like work, bitch.
You know, with the furry
like,
nigga.
But it's just the kids though. They just fucking it up. They fucking it up and the shit is legendary. But I'm like, this gotta be some shit from the 90s.
No, it ain't.
Because hold on, listen. There's a reason being the little white boy got his hat turned to the side and shit, and like they got like fucking headbands and shit on, and they doing like all the hip hop dances. They,
yeah, for sure.
So I'm like, yeah, this gotta be some shit from the 90s to where that was like accepted. To find out that this came out in 2019.
No, it didn't.
When did it come out?
Bro, let me tell you something. Video got re-uploaded 2019.
Bro, hip hop Harry.
Where are you from?
This has gotta be early 2000s.
No, this shit is like
early
2012.
Oh, 2012? That's recent.
Yeah, let me tell you, this is how I found out. My daughter, I was clicking to find some fucking cartoons for her to watch.
Hip Hop Harry came up.
Hip Hop Harry. I said, what the fuck is this? They over there dancing and shit. Like,
he got a chain on.
He got all that. I said, this is some crazy shit. All
right, now look. All right, coach. So now fast forward. Well, we come back to 2020. You went on a date with him?
With the furry.
Now.
That's weird.
No.
Now, listen, it's really weird because I assumed he was a puppet because that's and he actually was a puppet.
Oh, my God.
Because Hip Hop Harry sound like a fucking puppet.
Am I allowed to explain myself?
It's probably not.
Okay.
The only way, listen, no, this is why you can't.
Okay,
why you can't.
Tell me what.
Because if the story round out with you going on a date with Hip Hop Harry, I'm still going to be like, you going on a date with Hip Hop Harry?
You went to a date with a furry.
It really was him?
No, he made that up.
Okay, oh, so nigga look like him.
Nigga, no.
He had on a red t-shirt, blue jeans.
No, that's what it was. No, he didn't.
Costume jewelry.
With costume
First of all, I would never date a motherfucker with costume jewelry on.
He was a furry.
He was a furry.
All right.
So he's stretching the fact that you went out on a date with like an extremely hairy motherfucker?
Stretched it crazy. Like a big hairy, nah, big nigga? Stretched. No, he's literally just.
Did he look like Hip Hop Harry?
He's touched.
Did he look like Hip Hop Harry?
Challenged. No.
Challenged?
He's challenged.
He's challenged.
He's making it all so
up. She said, I'm challenged. That's Adam saying, he's just a crazy guy.
He's a psychopath.
Why was Hip Hop Harry?
I made it up, but you made it even funnier.
Yeah, you did.
I'm glad you did.
Honestly, you believed you it.
You went to dinner with a furry.
All right, for one, take him off the screen.
Wait, why does he make you so uncomfortable?
He make you comfortable? he give you a warming.
That's
effect?
Her man. What did Hip Hop Harry do to you?
Oh my God, you're challenged.
I'm challenged.
You're having outbursts. Bugging the fuck out.
Oh my God. Hey, that shit is funny.
I did not go on a fucking.
That's like if Barney would have started hip hop dancing.
Nah, we ain't like accepted.
No, but Barney touched kids.
This is why we accepted it. Hold on, wait.
Yeah, that came out. That Barney was touching kids.
What, the nigga in the suit?
Yeah.
The nigga in the suit?
Yeah.
That's not Barney.
Around all the kids.
But that's not Barney.
He was in the Barney suit.
Is there only one Barney song I fuck with?
Barney. No, my favorite Barney song.
No, wait, don't say it.
It's Raindrops.
My shit is, hey, Mr. Knickerbopper, boppity bop.
Oh,
I like
nah.
it the way that you boppity bop with your hands.
Listen, the motherfuckers yeah. in the suit. The nigga in
hey,
the suit.
Hey, Mr. Knickerbopper, boppity bop. I like it the way
I
that
told
you boppity
challenged.
Bop. I like it
I
the
told
way
ya.
That you boppity bop
His
with your hands.
His soul is not right. The soul is not right on this one right here.
If all of the raindrops are candy drops and gum drops, oh, would a rain that would be. Standing outside with your mouth open wide.
You know the irony of all this is I'm the suburban.
And that was my shit.
I'm the suburban.
I like that. You don't know the Barney songs?
You know the Barney
I love you.
No,
that's ass. The Barney tapes used to be white.
Hey, Mr. Knickerbopper, boppity bop. I like it the way that you boppity bop. I like it the way that you boppity bop with your hands. I used to love that shit. I swear to God, they were like, "Yeah."
What
did he say? Hey, Mr. Bop a boppity bop. I like it the way that you boppity bop.
Nah, yo, it's no way in hell.
What about what's another some more funny ass songs from some old shit?
No, shy away from the fact that she tried to say Barney was a pedophile.
He is. Yeah, Google it.
I read that though.
Do the Google.
No, the
I
nigga,
read that though.
Understand what I'm saying? The person in the suit was the pedophile. Fuck him. Don't nobody know his name.
You listen to somebody who was on a date with Hip Hop Harry.
He was in the credits.
You're not tainting Bernie. You're not tainting Bernie.
I don't want to take him.
You tried. I said taint.
Hey, so I told her. I told her I fought Elmo earlier.
Yeah, he did.
Elmo's the shit.
I fought Elmo.
He fought him though.
Elmo pushed me.
Oh, well, your baby got Tickle Me Elmo or something?
No. What?
No,
I went. I was saying it earlier. I went to Haunted House, right? And you know how to be having little themes in Haunted House?
And they had a scary
house?
Elmo?
They had an Elmo, and they had the Cookie Monster.
So why?
I don't know why Elmo pushed me.
So you must know the people running the Haunted House. Because y'all like ruining childhood fucking specialties.
Why would they put a fake-ass Elmo and a fake-ass Cookie Monster in here?
That's been a thing, scary Elmo.
In the suburbs?
Where?
In the hood? On the East Coast.
Not in the hood.
I'm a suburban woman.
In the hood, Elmo is, he the goat. He make the baby shut up.
Elmo is
Mr.
the goat.
Mr. Noodle.
Mr. Noodle.
I know that one.
Hey, Mr. Knickerbocker boppity bop. I like it the way that you boppity bop.
Nah, yo, it's no way now. Okay, it's shot o'clock, by the way.
Come on,
it's shot o'clock.
That's fake, but okay.
You said shot o'clock is fake?
Mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm. Is that the best Barney song?
Mm-hmm. Ever? Oh, okay.
You want some more? You good?
Oh, this is a language. Okay.
I don't drink.
You said you wouldn't
drink
today,
drink.
Too.
All right.
So no, y'all gonna turn me into a different shot. Type of nigga.
Mr. Noodle!
Man, I got some lotion. My hand's dry as shit.
Hey, somebody get Sada some lotion. Stat!
His hand's dry as shit.
Yeah, man.
That's what he said.
Hey, you seen that Barney song again for me, bro?
Oh.
That nigga said, yeah.
You
ever
heard the
raindrop song? No.
The version you heard. Raindrops, lemon drops and gum drops. Oh, what a rain that would be.
Uh-huh.
Standing outside with my mouth open wide.
Okay.
That bitch heat. You ain't never seen the motherfucking,
What was your favorite, though?
No, listen. The only reason I know that song is my little cousin, Duty. My little cousin Dukes, he's grown now, so he's Dukes. Can't call him Duty no more. But my little cousin Dukes, yeah, like he in college and shit. Smart than a motherfucker. Best video game player I ever been around. But Barney was his shit. So, yeah, we got put through hours of Barney when he first came out and couldn't do shit about it because, fuck, he was the baby. You know what I'm saying? So I had to find one of the songs I liked in the gumdrop song. That was the funniest one.
Yeah, that
part, because I felt like it was a joke that he had the kids actually singing that shit. So, like, on the episode, they all, I'm like.
No, my little brother was in Facts with Barney. My brother in prison, man, free 50. When he was little, my mama bought him a 6 foot.
No, watch this.
He did.
You see these stories that's near and dear to our heart about Barney, about people.
I apologize in advance.
You want to fucking call him a pedophile?
I didn't call him that.
And you went with Hip Hop Harry.
Stop doing that. Your challenge.
Adam, she said Barney touched kids. She didn't say the guy in the suit.
Over there,
I like
spread,
that.
Spread and ruin. Hey, Adam, like.
She ain't say the guy in the suit.
Black
I had heard.
You heard or you read? Because
I don't know. Y'all
Barney.
Attacking me.
I think
me.
It was the guy like, that played Elmo.
Like, okay, like, see, and the reason why I got
Elmo was the one that did the shit. It wasn't Barney.
Oh, maybe I'm drunk.
Don't do that. Elmo
it was
red.
No, look up the guy from Elmo.
Wait, can you Google
that? Don't do that.
Because
that.
I don't want to be spreading right. Boomer.
It wasn't Elmo then.
But the reason he said, have you heard or you read? Because it's different if you heard about Ben Chapman being racist to Jackie Robinson. But if you read about it and went off into it and seen him try to defend it 17 different ways, it's a different thing.
Right. No, respectfully.
So did you heard or you heard?
I don't remember. I'm drunk.
Hey, Mr. Nickabop-a-boppity-bop, I like it the way that you boppity-bop with your hands. Look, you is drunk. No more for Yazzie. She putting fucking cases on Barney. That ain't cool.
This motherfucker gave me like a triple shot.
Who?
You came.
You.
You kept saying poor.
Yeah, I know. I vicious.
Okay.
She trying to turn herself up. She ain't gonna, you feel me? So if she get where she going, she blame it on something else.
Hip hop, Harry.
I mean, he made up that I went on a date with a what did you call it? A furry. A fluff?
You don't know what a furry is?
I'm Generation Z.
You don't know what a furry is? Say it.
I don't know what a furry is. What is it? Like a furry animal? What the fuck? Nah, it's no way. No way. Nah, niggas are sick.
That laugh was fucking evil.
That was crazy.
That nigga said, ha ha ha.
It's a thing.
Okay,
it's a thing.
Can you elaborate? Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
Look at the Urban Dictionary that Josh just put in. Go
What's
ahead.
Up, Barbie?
Read it out loud. No, that's me.
I'm about to say, go back. He put a picture up at AD. Hey, no, look.
I'm
about to tell y'all why I like this show. And then this is why. Hey, listen, fans out there, if y'all didn't know, I'm No Jumper Family. I'm one of the No Jumper News sportcasters.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it's my duty to be on my brother's show here and on Adam's show at least like once every 2 months or at least once a month. You feel me? Now, listen, let me tell you why I'm like an AD show right now. I'm not saying I didn't love your show, because I did.
Adam put his head down.
I'm
like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm going to tell you the bad of this show and seeing what I wasn't seeing out the corner of my eye. Seeing this nigga smoke weed while he worked the shit for him.
We're fun here. We're fun people.
They got baseball bat over there.
Baseball bat. That's a 42 bottle, nigga.
Hello, they got random white guy over there playing poker porn over there. You feel me? My security guard just quiet.
I know what he's doing. I seen him yesterday. He was playing them motherfucking video games on them phones though. That nigga got crossword puzzles in the phone. Leave that nigga alone. That's so do cool. Hey, Mr. Knickerbocker Poppity Bop.
Yo. Nah.
You see him tilt his phone?
Hey.
So you can't see it now?
Hey. And I thought he was in the booth. He was like this. I seen he was like. Niggas playing Scrabble and shit. Cool nigga though, man. I fuck him. I had the blammy pack with me too though. We was both securing, man.
Yeah, listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
He's a ninja. Listen, like real life. This is a true story. This is the only nigga. And he did it multiple times. I said multiple. Multiple times. He'd be behind me following me in Detroit. You see what I'm saying? He'd be behind me following me. And then when we get to where we going, he's already out of his car opening the door. I don't know how he do it. I don't know if I always look down.
He's a magician.
Get to hitting the weed or something when he do it. But like, yeah, by the time I'm parking, he at the door holding the door.
Nah, he cool. He was on it yesterday though. He like, AD, come on.
Shout out to him.
I followed him. I didn't know, man.
Shout out to him holding it down.
Follow the big homie, man. Follow that nigga, man.
He a ninja. You fucking ninja. His pajamas are all black.
His pajamas are all black.
True story.
Hey, did you ever?
Nigga, he had to bring me some ice last night.
No, this is a real question. Did you ever? Real nigga question. Did you ever used to watch Three Ninjas?
Yes.
Come
nigga.
On.
Rocky Tum Tum Kong.
Come on, nigga.
Oh my God. I don't know anything. I'm Generation Z.
Rocky loves Emily. Rocky loves Emily. Rocky loves Emily. Rocky loves Emily.
You ain't never seen the Three Ninjas?
I'm 23.
All I know is a girl with hip hop hair and smoke hookah.
Exactly.
Shut the fuck up.
I just smoke hookah.
This is a fact, and I'm the first nigga to say it.
What?
What happened?
Mr. Miyagi is the only superhero to never lose a fight.
He ain't never lost a fight.
Think about it.
Wax
every
on, wax
movie,
off.
He never lost a fight.
No.
That's not where that
never.
Came?
Yes.
Superman got his ass beat. Batman get his ass beat. Bruce Lee, you feel me? Rest in peace. His son, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying?
His son, rest in peace. His grandma, rest in peace.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Rest in peace to the whole Lee family.
It Man got his ass beat. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You said
like,
Ant-Man?
Ant-Man?
It Man. You don't know It Man?
IP Man.
It's Ip.
Oh, I knew it.
Listen, I was you.
I'm about to say,
I was you.
I thought you said Ant-Man.
No, I thought you said Ant-Man,
bro,
too.
Listen, you know what you left field with that one.
I was you. I thought it was IP Man.
It's Ip Man.
I was you. It's crazy.
I was like six movies. I stopped watching them.
Man, what? Them bitches, I can't. Them bitches fire.
They
fire. But you know, he done got fat on a couple. He got beat up, you feel me? Miss Miyagi ain't never got swung on. He ain't never, nigga ain't never landed a punch.
You right, though.
That's Ninja Turtles, right?
Huh?
He's a fucking suit. He never lost a fight.
That right there make him a superhero.
Yes.
Bro, he never lost a fight.
He never been in a DC comic book or whatever.
Bro, Mr. Miyagi was the Three Ninjas' grandfather.
I don't know.
That's
I don't know either. Hey,
when
I'm
the three ninjas
know,
are in trouble, that's say grandpa. Nigga be like 90 years old, whooping ass, nigga.
You telling me? You telling me a geriatric old man that can do karate kicks, not a superhero?
The nigga like 86, bro.
Is he a mouse?
He gotta have mutant bones.
Is he a what?
I'm thinking of the Ninja Turtles.
Yes, he said, is he a mouse? No, he is not fucking Master Splinter.
Wipe it all off. Mr. Miyagi. That's all I know. That's it.
You said, is Mr. Miyagi a mouse? Blasphemy.
Thought we was talking about the motherfucker in the
sewer. She says he a mouse.
Thought we
he
was talking about the
Mickey
motherfucker
mouse.
In the sewer.
He is not a fucking furry, Azzy.
Read definition.
Okay.
Please.
Like out loud?
I'm disgusted right now.
No.
I'm trying to figure. Hey, man. Hey.
Isn't he a mouse?
What? You just confused that nigga with Master Splinter?
To be honest.
He beat the shit out of Master Splinter.
Mr. Miyagi
can I be honest? Can I be honest?
Master Splinter always got body.
And he talking about he ain't a superhero.
Yeah,
Master Splinter
is
not a superhero, though.
Whatever Adam said,
no,
I'm with.
No, but Mr. Miyagi is.
Mr. Miyagi will fuck up Master Splinter.
Okay, all right. So, all right, so listen. And then ask me this, and I'll leave it alone.
Oh, this is too long.
I'll leave it alone. Is Nick Fury a superhero?
No.
Is that Samuel L. Jackson?
See?
Is that who?
Yeah, because that.
She says that Morgan Freeman.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
She says that Morgan Freeman.
I said, is that Samuel L. Jackson?
She said, is that Morgan Freeman?
Isn't that Samuel L. Jackson?
Batman is a superhero and he don't even got powers.
Exactly.
Batman does have powers. He has a lot of money. He's a billionaire.
So how the fuck is this man?
Nah. You just admitted that Batman really just fucking splurging.
How about Iron Man?
Iron Man is the same as Batman.
Everybody
got a lot of fucking money.
They build some fucking armor to where they can.
I fuck with
up.
Iron Man.
Shit too. I do it. Listen.
I do it too.
Because man, you got me detached. You getting me removed. Listen, if I had a gazillion $1 billion, I would build me some Batman armor too, with a secret lair and with a fucking mountain of water and rivers and a fucking and a car that turned into a bike, that turned back into a car to a jet.
You turn to a bike?
What?
No, you
wait,
know his car, the Batmobile.
Oh,
was
wait,
was he getting blown
up? The powers, you turn to a bike.
No, I'm saying I had
that's hard. Cause I ain't never heard that one.
I don't want to be no fucking. I don't want to be a Decepticon.
I said, my nigga Sonic turned to a Hot Wheel.
I don't want to be an Autobot. I don't want to be an Autobot. I'm a Gundam. I'm a Gundam
like,
type of nigga.
A Gundam.
I like Gundam. You don't even know what Gundam is.
Can you teach me, though?
You don't know what Gundam is either?
You know what Gundam is?
Do you know what Pokemon is?
I smoke Hugo.
You never seen North Star?
That's all I know.
You don't watch no anime?
Oh, no.
Crunchyroll?
No.
Hey, look.
I love Crunchyroll, though.
I got a Naruto tattoo, man.
Not Crunchyroll.
Come on.
Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll.
Watch anime.
No, I'm not going to lie. You lost me.
One Punch Man is fire.
No.
Dragon Ball Z?
Luffy?
Who?
Luffy. Hey, Mr. Knickerbocker.
Oh my God, maybe I am a baby.
Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. Goku, Vegeta.
No.
Bulma. You know none of
people? Bulma.
Obama?
Wait.
The only Bama I acknowledge is Obama.
Dragon Balls, how many of them?
Is that a pause?
How many of them you need to get a wish? How many?
All right. If I was someone who needed Dragon Balls, I would be like 2. Because that's like no work, right? Just
10?
Pick them up.
7, baby.
From Obama?
7. She's won 2 Dragon Balls from Obama.
Is that pause?
No, it's not. You took it to. What did you watch when you was a fucking kid? I want to know
please,
this.
Okay.
Because you didn't wear no. You didn't watch no Barney.
Right now, I think your childhood tragic.
Oh, it is.
Like,
oh,
she was saying.
No,
she
honestly,
Morgan Freeman was
I had a
Iron
very
Man.
Traumatic childhood.
This is about to tell us right here.
Okay.
This is about to tell us right here.
Right,
and then
so
I'm going to let you go. Hold on. I'd ask you one thing, and I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
You used to watch Saturday cartoons?
Yeah, like Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Like Nickelodeon?
You must have. You probably had Sprout.
No, I had Nickelodeon.
No.
Like,
Saturday,
I used to watch, like,
Saturday
all that.
So, listen, Saturday Cartoons.
Ah, Real Monsters.
Saturday Cartoons came on, like, WB.
You did not watch All Real Monsters.
On, like, WB,
I used to watch the little Pixie show on WB.
Listen, WB is the channel.
On the WB.
With the frog. It's a regular channel. It's not cable.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
They only play cartoons once
okay,
a week.
Can I ask you a question?
On Saturdays.
Okay, can I ask you a question? If the WB play, don't do that to me. Don't even. The girl's supposed to be sticking together. You're doing walk shit right now.
Like Siamese?
Walk shit? What is that?
It's like she's moving walkie. Like she's moving weird.
What is walkie?
Like, stay
she
with me.
With you.
Like, she's with you.
Anyways. The WB, right?
On the WB.
Did they play Pinky and the Brain? Because I used to watch that.
That was
right. I'm correct, right?
That it was Channel 5, but it technically wasn't the WB.
But because Pinky and the Brain was like still a cartoon that was on the other channels.
Okay, how about Gargoyles?
Oh,
that was I watched that.
You didn't watch Gargoyles.
Why would I just say some shit like
23.
That? Do I look like I know shit about Gargoyles? Why the fuck would I just say Gargoyles?
Yes, you went on a date with Hip Hop Harry. I think you know all the people in the shit.
Okay, I know that's right.
Hey, Mr. Nicky Bob.
I hate y'all, yo. You know that's going to be stuck in my head now.
She never read the definition of furry. You got to bring it back.
Oh, yeah, bring
I'm not reading it out loud.
Yes, you are. Come on.
That was the purpose of him pulling it up.
Not me. Not us.
Not you?
Yes,
not
come on. You going to read it? It's not even bad. It's an Urban Dictionary.
Exactly. It's bad.
Do it for hip-hop here.
I'm going to do it for hip-hop.
That's right.
Harry.
Nah, hip-hop.
Harry.
Hip-hop. Hip-hop.
No, you did that in like the Mobb Deep voice?
Uh-huh.
That was
Did you? You fucked with that? Ricardo. Respectfully.
She ain't listen to Mobb Deep.
Yes, I did. I was listening to it earlier. Stop playing with me. Oh, this is long a little.
You can't. I bet you can't say
hey,
that.
I had to read
the
telegram.
Like, I know the Robin. Yes.
All right.
Go ahead. Read it.
Demon shit. Furry fandom is a category or subgenre of fantasy dedicated to. I don't know this word. I'm sorry to this
and
word.
And the Robin. Go ahead.
Fictional. Fictional animal characters given human personalities and characteristics. It originated as a fusion of science fiction, comic book, and animation fandom during the 1980s. It thrived and yeah, this is too much.
Respectfully.
I don't know. I was like, I had a little flow there, but I lost it.
You don't
know so it's
read
people
nothing.
In costumes. Nigga, I dropped out of college. The fuck?
You dropped out of college?
Yeah, I went for one semester.
Why did you drop out of college?
It was
look, read that, read that. Read that.
A sexual.
No, 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 what are we talking about?
A furry.
A furry
is
what?
Is it a hairy vagina?
A furry fetish.
She don't say fetish. She just helped us out of.
A furry fetish.
A furry fetish.
A furry fetish.
AD, stop acting like you're not challenged. A sexual attraction or affection to furries.
The anathema is for the
devil. Yeah, can you keep doing that when that shows up? Usually encountered in furry fandom, but also amongst other people. So what does this mean, though?
That's who you went on a date with.
You're not a comprehend nothing?
It's just like... I didn't go on a date with this. I don't know why you're forcing this on me.
He did. He did.
I didn't. I was with a whole girl.
How he said it is like it's facts.
How he said it is like facts?
I sounded very
believable. All right.
He sounded like he sold me.
He sold you? That says a lot about you.
Did I believe my homeboy?
On the challenged. WB.
I met him through a credible person.
Yes. Is Adam a credible person?
100%.
Hmm.
You're challenged.
Oh, yeah, tell me about Pasta Gang. Pasta Gang was sweeping the
like,
shit.
Is it like actual pasta?
We don't know.
I fuck around and played around, and we have a whole little squad.
Like pasta.
So you part of Pasta Gang. You was already Pasta Gang, bro.
But is it about pasta?
It's a Pasta Gang, yeah.
It's not.
You getting ravioli then?
That's me? That's my pasta? No, I got
what you want to be? I'll let you name your pasta.
I got to be classic Soldier Boy penne pasta.
Wow.
I got to be penne pasta.
Sweet pussy. That's high.
I got to be penne pasta.
That was really crazy.
You ain't never seen the Soldier Boy video when he was saying penne pasta? Nigga, when he was in the room with the room service?
I ain't never seen that. We can't pull it up, though, because they're going to take this motherfucker down. Demonetized. Adam needs his money. Oh, shit. Yes, are you the chicken?
Am I the chicken?
He put up furry pictures. That's funny.
Wait, why are y'all playing with me right now?
Yeah, you went on a date.
That's what she said.
That's a furry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Adam, you dressed up like a furry before, right?
No.
What was it, Easter Bunny?
No. Sousa.
I used to have a bear suit.
Oh, hey. Salsa man, come in here, man. We got another fucking guest in the building, man.
It's lit. We need
this
a chair.
This my brother right here. What's up, nigga?
We need a chair.
Hey, we need a chair for Salsa, man.
I ain't trying to see.
Hey, come sit down with us for 10 minutes, man. Come on. Come on, pull the chair up, man.
Hey, be well, man. We can pull up the chair, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
The last time I seen, where was you at, town?
Like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, be more. I got it.
Shout out to my T-God niggas, man. I'm a T-God associate, man. You know what I'm saying? You want a shot? No, you drinking your other shit. I don't know, my nigga,
right,
man.
Now, man.
Yeah.
Bitch, what's that you had on your stomach?
Hey, man. Mr. Nigga, bopper, bopper, and bop.
You got that shit
I like it the way that you bopper, and bop.
There you go. Sauce. Woo. Right there.
This is unexpected. Sosa man part of I knew he was part of the pasta game too though.
I knew he was coming.
What's your pasta name gonna be, bro?
No, I tell you, I'm Penne Pasta.
Penne Pasta Money.
I'm Penne Pasta.
Damn. Hey, Pasademics, make
Pasademics?
Yeah.
Yes, my made a whole pasta. Yeah, Pasademics.
There's a meme page.
He gonna make
put
a pasta,
our heads
bro.
On pasta.
He put our heads on.
Hey, I need my pasta, Nee. No cap, I need that penne.
I think penne.
Penne.
Oh, what is it again?
Penne Pasta.
No, it was like Soldier something.
Soldier Boy, old school classic Soldier Boy penne.
I'm the linguine guy.
Linguini guy?
No,
that's not what you're
doing. That's hard.
You want another one? You good?
That's hard. What, shots? My cup not empty, Nee. I still got covered this other shit.
Man, he tried it.
Come on, hey. That's what we do on a motherfucking show. We get fucked up.
And then one nigga tell you nigga I told you, try to tell me, you said, different nigga, man. You gonna have me go out and be acting different.
Hey, so Sosa.
I'm supposed to get some chicken tacos.
So our homegirl right here, she went on a date. You know Hip Hop Harry, right? She got a little furry fetish right
here.
You don't know Hip Hop Harry. You don't know
Hip Hop Harry either? Fucking fetish.
Oh my God, man.
I gotta get put on Hip Hop Harry.
Show him.
Show Sosa Hip Hop Harry, please.
Fuck me up, Sosa.
Trying to see who pop.
Fuck me up, man. I ain't gonna lie. You about to see the screen right there. What's in the chicken tacos?
Eat the tacos. You good.
This dude?
Yeah.
I see him over there Hip Hop Harry.
No!
She fuck with the nigga
no,
in the suit.
I don't
she
fuck with
him. Bro said she was
a celebrity.
You gonna stop playing with my home name like busy. This.
Home getting busy.
Home getting busy.
Yeah.
He be doing his shit.
I did a good job. I picked a good one.
Wow. Wow.
He got a kid doing flip. Like,
how you doing flip?
Yeah, no. No.
he do have it doing flips already. Wink, wink.
Man.
Yo, motherfuckers,
so where you coming from, man?
I come downtown, I'm sick, man. I just landed in from Splashdown.
Turning up?
Yeah. I'm finna go pull up on Wiz in a minute at the studio.
All right, that's what I said, bro.
Are
every
you
time,
dancing with him in the, out the corner of my eye?
Who? Laura dancing with Hip Hop Harry? She trying to take your man, Gazzy.
Oh my
God. Girl, take him. He for the streets, obviously.
Who for the streets?
Hip Hop Harry.
Now, you know with that statement, you give credit to his statement.
No.
She could take him. He's for the streets.
Yeah.
That mean
feel me?
Take that him mean from they
got you. Oh my God! I did not go on a date with Hip Hop Harry.
But you just gave credit to everything you said by saying.
You know what's crazy? He still just doesn't even know that really didn't happen.
Apparently, it did. Now
it didn't.
Jeez. You talking about Hip Hop Harry for the streets? That nigga did you wrong, huh?
It's not my nigga.
You off of furries now, huh? That shit is crazy.
I wasn't on furries, and now that I know it's sexual, right, like...
Sada, Sada, just leave it alone, bro. What are the topics? We got more topics, though, look.
Hey, yo.
So I was going to ask Sada, and I'm going to ask Sosa Man the same thing, too, now, right? Tell me about growing up, being a blood from Detroit. Because I'm going to tell you how I was being a Compton Crip, you know what I'm saying, growing up. They have moving around like I want to know the different dynamics because I still feel like motherfuckers don't know. We all hang with each other, we all cool with each other, but you know what I'm saying, it's different in Compton, it's different in Houston, it's different in Detroit. I want to know the different dynamics of yours. I want some different dynamics of yours, and I'm gonna tell mine.
And Bloods in Detroit, we weren't really necessarily like beefing with the Crips or no shit like that. I couldn't tell you how it started, but. A nigga that near and dear to my heart, my big homie, you feel me, who I looked up to. I wanted to be what the fuck he was once we reconnected, once I got grown, you feel me? So, yeah, I picked up gang banging probably late. Late, like streets, no, but I probably picked up gang banging late, like in my early 20s, some shit like that. And shit, it's more so of our neighborhood than it is the color and the bandana, you know what I'm saying? Like, we get into it with other neighborhoods as far as them niggas ain't Crips or so that Nathaniels or no shit like that. Them just some other niggas from the other hood that we don't fuck with, you feel me? But until I came out this way, I didn't really see what like the culture is as far as niggas walking in the room and introducing themselves with they set.
Yeah.
Like out here. Yeah, like niggas walk good. You hear me? Skyline Blue. You know, nigga, they
Did I tell you about Skylines yesterday? You met some yesterday?
No, I ain't mean nothing. Okay. It's a lot of them niggas though. But like, yeah, just hearing different motherfuckers introduce themselves with they set out here, that was big for me. And yeah, for me to fuck with a nigga like G Weed and to get some any level.
Free my nigga Weed, man. That's my nigga.
Yeah, he gave a nigga a hung with the Nellis, you feel me, for my line. So yeah, this shit different. Shit, yeah. I embrace it. I love it. I make sure I go over that way every time I'm out here.
Shout out to my Rosecrans ENT niggas. What about you
feel me? Zoe, what's up, baby?
Zoe, that's my nigga.
Nah, in the splash, man. It's just different. Everything getting right now, but as far as like myself, I'm a bounty hunter down the bounty hunters down there. We going to Braeswood and this. We got dead end bounty hunters, most city. We got like different hoods, you know what I'm saying? Like it is out here, we just had to get that shit right, because back in the gap, it wasn't all that right. It was like one big ass sit, like 5'9" power rules and 5'9" bounty hunters around the whole Houston, you know what I'm saying? So niggas had to get that shit right. All the sets had to get right as far as that.
Yeah, that shit. You know? I know, like, with me growing up and shit, this shit, like, I grew up in my neighborhood, you feel me?
Right.
And shit was fucking crazy, bro. Like, as soon as you walk outside and shit, smokers and shit.
I know that shit out here was bro, way it was crazy.
Just wild, like, in the 90s, bro, just, like, literally, like, you waking up and then, like, just you introduced to your big homies and shit like that. The way that they fucking move, the politics of everything. Because I know, like, when we was growing up, like, I couldn't go hang with no bounty hunters back then. You know my niggas right now, you feel me? But I remember I couldn't go to the projects, my nigga. I couldn't go to L.A. and go fuck with the Inglewood niggas and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like music bridged that gap and made everything cool. And it's like now I like how I can go pull up on Sada by myself and he would, you know what I'm saying, 30, 40 his homeboys and niggas ain't even having that type of energy and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Keeping this shit together and stuff. But I'm gonna say, damn, we must have took it to a darker tone. Yeah. I'm like, shit.
I'm a suburban gal. Never had to deal with that.
Where's the gangs in your suburb? It's like Malibu's Most Wanted or something.
Nigga, ain't no gangs.
Is it B-Rad out there?
No, huh? We have Crime Stoppers. And they
y'all have Crime Stoppers?
We do.
Were you a junior Crime Stopper? Tell the
no,
truth.
No. But my grandma's a neighborhood watch.
Your grandma's a neighborhood watch?
Yeah, my grandma's neighborhood.
No, I'm joking.
I would have fucked your grandma up.
And first of all, my grandma doesn't speak a lick of English.
Shout out to Mrs. Harry. Oh, hey, I had another topic too. I was happy as fuck. I know y'all ain't gonna be happy about this. I wasn't, huh? Man, we already talked about the Lakers, man.
I'm just saying, I'm bringing up the Lakers.
You know, you wanna know what I was happy about?
I just had to talk about the niggas again.
I was happy as fuck. You wanna know why? Because Apple. They coming out with a blue iPhone. I was not about to get an iPhone
12.
For years. Look at Sosa's. Hey, but you know, for years, you know, they always come out the iPhones and they come out with the little product red. And I was like, damn. That motherfucker, what's her name? It ain't Steve Jobs, is it? Rest in peace. I think whatever her name
Jobs.
Is. All right. Well, Steve Jobs, rest in peace. I said, cut, don't fuck with us, bro. Because we don't never get no blue. He'll make white, green, yellow,
no, he
purple.
Made the like light blue shit.
Hey, Mr. Knickerbopper.
Bobby Bop. He did make right? blue.
He made light blue.
He made a light blue.
But I was literally looking at the little, because I'm into all that tech shit. I was looking at the iPhone shit. And they said, we have a new color. Pacific blue. I almost shed a tear, bro. Almost shed a tear. I was over there. Oh, we got it. I got a pre-order now. I'm happy as fuck.
When that shit come out?
It comes out. Pre-orders come out Friday, Yazzie.
Okay.
To ask your crime-stopping grandma. She probably knows the mayor of Whoville. they'll hook you up.
Don't do me like that.
That's what she said.
Oh, my God. Here I fucking go. We back at it again?
We're back at it.
Keep setting myself up like that.
Is there anything else you want to talk about, Yazzie?
Shit. I don't remember.
Well, anyways.
I know that's right.
I think she's fried on the WB.
A little bit.
Hey, but our last episode, I had one more story that I wanted to share that I didn't get to get out. So before we get out of here, I want to tell this last fucking story, right?
What happened?
So this is an elementary school story. Adam was like, we're going to keep talking about when we were 7 and 8. He kind of put the pressure on me, but I wanted to get this out because I was saving it for last, right? So my homies, right, we all at the house, and they like, let's go play basketball at the elementary school, right? I go hop the fence with them and shit. We playing basketball. I'm not no sports nigga like that playing basketball and stuff. I usually suck. This time, nigga, I was looking like Coach James right now, winning for the Lakers, as you know, bro.
Yo.
I had a little rumble in my tummy, man. I had a little rumble in my tummy, but I was doing so good in the game that day.
You wasn't looking like LeBron.
I was looking. I was looking like LeBron in my head. Maybe I was looking like Aaron Carter when he played Shaq. I don't know.
You had 3 different jerseys on?
I had like 2 that day.
You might have been looking like LeBron.
Yeah.
You had different teammates.
Come on, bro. Stop talking about Go James, man. We talking about this shit for 3 days. Anyway, man, back to the story.
There was no fans there.
It was no fans there. Okay. It was like the bubble, bro.
I get it.
It was me and the homies, bro.
I get it.
He's painting a picture.
So look, I'm doing good this game, and I was like, I can hold this shit until the game is over.
Oh, you had the shit.
I had the shit bad, bro. I told you I had that rumble in my tummy, man. I started scoring.
AD stationed himself.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all.
Stationed himself.
He was nasty scoring.
He said he was nasty scoring. Nah. Yeah, I was sporting when I was taking the 3-pointers and shit.
You about to shit on nigga.
I was about to shit on nigga, literally. You feel that? But I was doing so good, and then I couldn't hold that motherfucker no more, man. And I was like, man. I ran to the bathroom, but a stupid-ass janitor locked that motherfucking bathroom because it was on a fucking Sunday. And I was like, I ain't got time to run to the homie house. I ain't got time to go home. So I seen the sand where the little kids played at. I didn't know little kids played in the sand. But
yeah, dirty nigga.
I went over to the motherfucking sand away from the homies. Cause I popped the squat in the sand, took a shit in the sand.
Yo.
And I put the sand all over the fucking turds.
What'd you wipe your ass
Question,
with?
Right.
I didn't wipe my ass. I'm going to tell him to keep it G.
Oh,
I didn't have no
nah,
time to.
This nigga's disgusting.
I was a little dirty Compton kid, man. I wasn't wearing no toilet paper back then. I used to drink the water. Hey, I used to drink the water hose and all that shit. I'm going to keep it G with y'all, man.
Demon.
Drinking the water hose. Look, this
is how I used to do it too, but nah.
Y'all supposed to be my homies, man. I'm trying to tell y'all something, man. God damn.
No, listen.
All right, go ahead.
No, that's a good question. That's a great question.
You went back to home, it's our
boomer. Wait.
If you went back to home, it's our boomer. If you went back hooping, ooh, you a dangerous.
That's a fact.
I'm going to keep it G. I went back to the game to finish.
Oh, nah. It's dangerous.
That was the best game to this day I ever fucking played.
Dangerous.
The best game to this day I ever fucking played.
Oh, my God.
That's disgusting, AD.
Hey,
that's disgusting.
Hey, but this ain't the worst part about it, bro.
That is.
No, this is.
That's it.
Listen, this is not the worst part about it.
No, listen.
Halt, right, go ahead. Halt.
Who goes there? Halt.
Who goes there?
Listen. He tried to put us all in the same boat. That nigga said, I drink out water holes.
He said, I did too, but.
Nigga, me too.
You
I still
me.
Wipe my ass.
There wasn't nothing to wipe.
No.
There was nothing saying.
Fuck that. Hold on.
Yeah, you lost me with that one. I ain't gonna lie.
How old
was you?
Probably like 9, 10.
That's grown, nigga.
That's old enough.
That wasn't fucking grown.
Nah, that's
bro.
Old enough.
Yeah.
You
was old
enough.
Big nigga doo-doo.
It was big nigga doo-doo.
I know it was.
It was a big nigga doo-doo for sure.
That nigga said you went back to the game.
I had to finish the game, and I won that game.
So listen, I'm expecting you to tell me, I took shit in the sand, and then I took my shirt off, wipe my ass.
Fuck that.
So you shitted on the back of your shoe? And you shit it in the sand.
I'm confiding
you
with y'all,
you shitty
man.
Fuck.
But let me tell you the worst part about it. I went to school the next day. Same school. And the little kid said, the little kid was in the sand. And it was crying. And the fucking teacher came out. She was like, this is disgusting. Some homeless man did this. This is fucking terrible. She was was going crazy. And I was sitting there like, that's a nasty motherfucker right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it now,
listen, you see what she's saying, right? Some homeless man.
Hey, my mama and everybody was mad. Some homeless man and shit at your school today.
That shit was serious.
Yeah, mama, somebody did.
That shit was serious. You ain't wipe your ass.
Hey. Nah, you are disgusting for that.
I'm very disgusting.
You really a demon for that.
But I'm going to end it on that note, man. Oh, you gonna go? You got something else to say?
How long was you up there hooping? Just one more game, then you went home?
Like another hour.
Oh, ew, nigga.
I got hard.
Fresh and dried up.
I feel bad
for my mama, man. She had to wash them motherfuckers, man. She probably was like, what the fuck that happened?
Why
I was
like,
I'm going to tell her now, mama, I was the homeless man.
Oh.
It was me. We're going to end it like that, though. Thank y'all for watching at the end of the day. With AD and Yazzie. Shout out to my brother Sada Baby. Thank
Shout
you for coming.
Baby.
Sosa man.
Ooh-wee.
Hey.
Drill.
Next Wednesday. Tune in, nigga. What's up?
That was funny.
Oh yeah, I'm about to go on stream after this. We're gonna turn the fuck up. And we're out on the WWE.
Damn,
you
made me feel mad young, nigga.
Cool.